This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2113. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 18th, Afghanistan, Armenia, Australia, Austria, Belarus, Bougainville, Cuba, Egypt, Ethiopia, Europe, France, Germany, Indonesia, Iran, Kashmir, Korea South, Kuwait, Mexico, Myanmar, Netherlands, Romania, Russia, Sudan, Thailand, Turkey, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Ivo Ivanov, observer in Bulgaria, provides an updated schedule of the broadcast into Afghanistan in Pashto called Afghanistan International as of November 17th. It's on 24 hours via two different 100 kilowatt transmitters from 03 until 13 UT, 7600 via Uzbekistan. But this one is slightly off frequency, as so many of theirs are, 7599.9 approximately, while the rest of the day at 13 to 03, 7600, closer to on frequency via Armenia. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard says, November 13th was a very good night for reception from down under. The Australian on 5045 heard with non-stop pop songs between 0740 and 0925. Radio 4KZ was heard at 0927 on 5055 with above normal reception. Then Ron got a reply from Brian Clark in New Zealand regarding the station on 5045, who says it was certainly Bay Island Radio, which he had been hearing, at 1740 UT. Good reception, and may not always run overnight local time. And Brian Clark also says, a couple of weekends ago, I logged and verified Unique Radio Australia on 5035 USB, who was planning to run overnight from Wednesday through Monday local time, with 120 watts. Then Ron gets another reply from Tim Gaynor of Unique Radio about the other station on 5045. The old 225 watt transmitter was probably being heard. They have a new transmitter capable of 800 watts PEP, but so far we're only running it at 127 watts. Then Ron says Radio 4KZ 5055 went off the air November 14th at 25 seconds past 10:01. Bruce Churchill in California has also been monitoring via remote at Half Moon Bay, just south of San Francisco, and says on November 15th, Radio Bay Islands 5045 had a much better signal from 0821 past 0915 with rock music. On November 16th, Ron says there were very poor conditions for all of them. They were all unusable. And on the 17th, Bruce Churchill says Radio Bay Islands 5045 was in good shape with rock music 0845 past 0910. In Rustyx, Pavel Ivanov in Belgorod says, I sent a report to Radio Austria hoping for a QSL, but in response I received this message. We greatly appreciate your interest in listening to our programs via shortwave. Our technicians look forward to your detailed report. Unfortunately, due to cuts, Austrian broadcaster ORF has decided to stop sending QSL cards. We ask for your understanding. Filed tentatively under Belarus, the Russian pirate on 3940, Walt Samaniv in BC says it was starting to fade in to a Romanian remote receiver and was local quality at a Minsk remote receiver at 0723. But there was an ID for Govorit Smolensk at 0717, so it may have been a relay. Bruce Churchill in California has also been monitoring it via remote in Sweden and in Iceland. It went off the air at 0814. I spell the name as it has been transliterated, Radio BUHTA-SVOBODNYH-VOLN. More about it from Kari Kallio in Finland. Or in English, it's known as Radio Free Waves Bay. In translation, here's the reply he received from the station. Initially, there was no idea to create radio on a permanent basis. In a YouTube video, we told how to make an internet radio and made a sample that worked and was referenced. Then we tried to make a video on YouTube about the history of radio piracy and radio hooligans. When we began to receive QSL requests, we made such a card and are sending it by email. And they say we do not have our own radio transmitter, and we do not know everyone who broadcasts our program. In the British TX Club, Paul Watson received an EQSL and replied with more informal information. You've heard the real pirate station. We will feature songs from those countries from which messages come. Everyone loves the way we work, especially those who understand the language. Now we are an international pirate radio from Belarus, Minsk. He says, I'm an internet radio DJ. I make programs about radio, pirates, and radio hooligans. They are taken by real radio pirates and put on the air. They want my content. I do not interfere with them. I'm even glad. I have an interesting life and lots of letters. There is no benefit, but we do not lose heart because we like it and people love us, like old pirate radio stations. That's from Vadim, who says he's not a professional DJ. We would like to file this one under Bougainville. Ron Howard in California says an UNID on 3325 for about 5 minutes at 0810 UT, November 18th. Definitely a station here, a man and woman with perhaps news, but too weak to ID the languages. Would like to think it could be NBC Bougainville testing their transmitter for possible reactivation. For many months have monitored without hearing anything. Of course, Indonesia has been on the same frequency, but it's also been missing lately. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany reports, Cuban spy number station on 9065, November 14th after 0755. However, at the same time, he was hearing Radio Havana in English on 9535, between 06 and 0759. It's supposed to be off the air by then, and when it is on the air earlier, in Spanish only. But then the same frequency at 0800 started carrying Spanish numbers. Not only does RHC jumble its own transmissions, but obviously sharing the same site, Mexical, with Cuban spy numbers mixes them up too. Last week, we mentioned that Radio Cairo, Egypt was starting to show up on shortwave again, 9900 as of November 10th. And since then, there's been a lot more activity, but very disappointing. 9440 is another frequency which appeared November 12th at 1545 UT in Albanian as scheduled, says Alexander Busniag in Germany. Looking at the registered B-21 schedule for Egypt, we see several different frequencies, all in the 9 MHz band in various languages after that, into the next UT day, 0200, 9900 in Spanish. Many of us have been trying to monitor these every day, especially the English broadcast at 2115 to 2245, also on 9900. For the most part, when it has been on the air, even with a strong signal, the modulation has been terrible. It's totally unusable. Arthur Posner in New York says, I remember Radio Cairo broadcasts from more than 45 years ago. It was never that bad. And Bob LaRose says, the situation is so sad. I remember when I was a teenage SWL in Eastern North America in the 1960s, helping Palestinian refugee neighbors listen to a link with the homeland. The voice of the Arabs from Cairo, reliable and clear signal every night on 7050. What a shame it has come to this. Richard Langley says, using the remote in Holland in the AM sync mode, the carrier was measured on 9899.586, November 12th at 2135, but the audio so distorted, impossible to even tell that it is in English. Why resume shortwave broadcasting if the signal is unintelligible? Are the technicians at Radio Cairo that oblivious to the operation of the transmitter? If they know the transmitter is dysfunctional, do they only turn it on because they are told to? The email address, should you want to try to contact them, is English Europe Service, all one word, @gmail.com. Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight says the engineering staff of Egyptian radio do not seem to be very competent, but we do not know the whole story. There may be problems in obtaining funding to maintain the technical facilities to better condition. Certainly with the transmitters at Abbas being off air for the past few years, they are likely to need some repairs. Mauno Ritola in Finland says, I understand that the stream also sounds more or less the same, so it is not a transmitter modulation problem, but something in the studio. Wolfgang Büschel says the same faulty audio of Cairo on shortwave has already happened in the year 2008 and since then. Peter Jones in UK says, I've been bombarding Cairo with an SDR recording every day and suggesting they bring back the live stream. And this is the reply. They say, thank you for your feedback. Unfortunately, the live streaming won't be back for a while because an app might be available instead. We'll get you posted with the latest updates. Howard in California reports, Long Path Gray Line reception of Radio Ethiopia's home service, intruding on 7110, November 14th from 1415 until off at 1500. There was some noise jamming. Announcers were taking phone calls and some Horn of Africa singing. Respectable strength. Very nice Gray Line reception. Local sunrise at his location, 1444 UT, and in Addis Ababa sunset at 1500. There was a clear interval signal and gong rung three times at the end. They seemed to start the news but cut off in mid-sentence. The Emmanuel Mendeth, a notice from the website of Europirate Free Radio Service Holland. On the night of Saturday, November 20th to Sunday the 21st, between 01 and 02 UT, FRS will have a second relay over the 100 kilowatt transmitter of WRMI on 5950, as invited by Texas Radio Shortwave. The marine weather broadcasts for participants in the mini transatlantic yacht race from France were scheduled to end on November 12th, but they were extended a few days because some of the yachts still had not reached Guadeloupe. They were at 15 UT on 17800.08 variable in AM, as I monitored a few times, and 2 hours later starting at 17 UT in DRM on the same frequency but a different transmitter, apparently 17800. Mostly in French, but partly in English. The last day seems to have been November 17th. When I checked on the 18th, they were no longer on the air, and a map showed that all the participants had arrived. There were 62 altogether, and 3 more had dropped out. Kai Ludwig in Germany has been looking through an over 100-page PDF document on the U.S. AGM website detailing their fiscal year 2022 budget requests as of May 26th. In general, it shows budget cuts in many services compared to previous years, and he says, I would not be surprised if one of the trend stations in Germany is cut. Probably Biblis, because no one wants to cover Central Europe anymore, while Lampertheim can at least cover also East Africa, with a pair of antennas built shortly after 1990 for transmissions into collapsing Yugoslavia. Ron Howard notes that as of 12:55 UT, November 17th, Voice of Indonesia via Palangkaraya was still missing from 3325. Last week we had a report that Iran's Arabic service at 12:40 UT was heard on the strange frequency of 9130, possibly a one-time mistake instead of scheduled 9530, but it happened again and again. Frank Bast in France reports 9130, November 14th, as early as 10:35 in Arabic, while nothing was on 9530 or the other scheduled frequency, 9420. Wolfgang Büschel guesses that the site for 9130, as for 9530, is not Sir John, but the secondary site in Zahedan. Alexander Busniag concludes that there are only 3 transmitters functioning at Sir John. The 4th one is not, so there may be some substitutions. Louis Ivanov updates the B-21 schedule of Iran International TV into Iran. It's 24 hours via Tashkent, Uzbekistan transmitter, which are both slightly off frequency, 0430 to 1330 on 15629.85 and 1330 to 0430 on 5829.9 variable. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2113. Also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. We appreciate any financial support, which may be sent via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Every Tuesday after 16 UT, I check 15170 for the clandestine Kashmir Kibitas, but on November 16th, it was missing. So has this service been canceled? Ron Howard's November 15th observations for the clandestines from South to North Korea, Echo of Hope, VOH, again with two frequencies silent, the ones around 5995 and 9100. While still on the air were 3990 and 4885, which killed Brazil reception. Also 6250 and 6355 on the air, and not jammed, on their alternate frequencies at 0920. But the next day, November 16th, all were jammed by North Korea, so Brazil was doubly killed. Voice of the People, same three frequencies, silent on November 15th, 3930, 3480, and 4450. While active at 0925 were 3910, 6520, and 6600. As for Voice of Freedom on 6045, he says, I'm happy to report that North Korean pulsating jamming, formerly from 07 to 11 UT, is now totally silent, leaving very good reception. November 14th at 0900, but after 923, QRM from over the horizon radar. Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, notes another way off frequency from Radio Kuwait. November 17th from 1000, the Filipino service drifting around 17605 instead of nominal 17760. Via medium wave echo of the Arctic Radio Club, Christer Brunstrom translated an article from El Economista in Mexico of November 2nd, which was reaching him via the GRA group in Argentina. Huge losses for Radio Centro in Mexico, one of its most important radio networks. Negative numbers for January to September, losses amounting to 645 megapesos for the third quarter of the year. The managing director, Juan Aguirre, says the group has taken measures to implement strategy of concentrating activities on FM stations in Mexico City by selling off its stations in the interior, reducing debts and costs. Recently, the 1150 AM frequency was rented to another group, and 1440 AM was ceded to Grupo Siete. Both frequencies no longer considered to be of strategic importance. Ron Howard says, it's always a pleasure to hear the comical misadventures of Tom. An identical show has been heard by me four different times since 2017. It's Say It in English, such as November 17th, Wednesday at 1239 to 1253 on Myanmar Radio 5985. Ivo Ivanov reports a last-minute frequency change of the Brazilian music station Radio Onda, ASBL, from Belgium via new transmitter in Borculo, Netherlands. 9530 instead of 9520, Saturdays and Sundays at 07 until 20 UT. And there's a second transmitter on 6140. Via AER El Dial in Spain, news from Radio Romania International in Spanish, that the resuming transmissions to South America at midnight to 01 UT were 11800 as of 18 November. This frequency had been assigned to the Chiganeshti number 1 transmitter, which is temporarily out of service, but now they're transmitting that service via their other site, Galbeni. Walt Salmaniv in British Columbia reports the DRM transmission from Eastern Russia, Radio Purga, on 9850, heard until 0550 UT. And then November 18th, it was already on the air at midnight 10 UT. That's a frequency which was not on their previous schedule, but now Ivo Ivanov shows it at 01 to 06. 9850 via Komsomolsk Namure, transmitter site 20 kilowatts, 34 degree azimuth for far eastern Russia, but that's also favorable toward North America beyond. Here's the rest of the schedule for that. Remember, it's in DRM, Radio Purga in Chukotka, 20 to 22 on 6025, 22 to 01 on 11860, 06 to 10 on 6025. And 9850 is an alternative frequency for 15325. In Rusty X, a number of reports about World Radio Network's relay in Moscow on 738 kHz. Some time ago, they lost access to that transmitter, but they've been trying to make arrangements to broadcast on the same frequency from a different transmitter site. Richard Langley in New Brunswick reports on Voice of Africa, Sudan, via the remote in Holland. Heard in English, November 13th. After CRI and Esperanto signed off 7205 shortly before 18 UT. He wasn't sure at first. The speakers had difficult accents to understand and modulation not the best, but a clear ID after a few minutes from the top of the hour. He says best in lower sideband to avoid splatter from China on 7210. English ID just after 1830 mentioned they were on 9505 instead. Time pips around 1833, about 3 minutes late, and then into another language, perhaps Hausa or Swahili, as previously scheduled. On November 18th, from midnight UT, I checked out the so-called North American service of Radio Thailand on 13750. It runs in English and Thai until 0330. Reception here is terrible, but I tried receivers on the east and west coast, where parts of this transmission are aimed, not making it to the east coast either, but could be heard on the California coast. First half hour in English, as always, includes commercials, perhaps the only government external service that runs ads. But at midnight 30, instead of more English, it switched to the Thai language. The California remote receiver was also getting a long path echo, which I calculated at about 1/20th of a second after the main path. The long path route, according to my globe, crosses the Indian Ocean, the South Atlantic via the other Prince Edward Island, and the Hamdi expedition target Bouvet, across Argentina, Galapagos, and up the west coast of Mexico. In the NASA flash sheet, Ralph Vesperi in Illinois reports fair to good reception of another English broadcast until 12:30 UT on 9940. Alexander Busniag has been analyzing the schedules of Voice of Turkey, comparing B-21 to A-21. He says at the beginning of October, more than 4 weeks before the start of the new season, 5 TRT language sections were closed and their websites were deleted: Portuguese, Japanese, Malay, Hausa, and Swahili. TRT has an overview of all websites of the radio services at www.trtvotworld.com. Note that Arabic, German, English, and Russian radio sections have no access to their websites anymore, since those have been taken over by the TRT World TV and video productions in those languages. The newest World of Radio time on WRMI has been confirmed. It's Tuesday at 23:30 UT on 9955. Broadcasts only on this of the many WRMI frequencies are also available via webcast, WRMI.net. And furthermore, also available via telephone, if long distance is no problem for you and that's more convenient. Here's the number: 1-641-741-1762. And that also applies to our other 99.55 broadcast at the same hour, 23:30, on Sundays. 641-741-1762. The time varies considerably, but on UT Sunday, November 14th, I was hearing Theater Organ Under the Arch on WTWW number 2, 5085, or rather switching immediately to the webcast since it's in stereo, between these hours UT, Sunday, midnight 53 until 01:52, so it lasted 59 minutes that time, but tune in earlier or later to be sure. Following Alex Jones being successfully sued for defamation, this commentary from Dr. Hans-Jürg Wiener in Germany. Alex Jones is heard for hours on U.S. shortwave station WWCR Nashville, and I do take note of the ideas heard on 4840 in my DX files. As a European theologian, I disagree with many of the religious views I hear on U.S. shortwave stations, but I know that those views are irrelevant to many domestic U.S. listeners anyway. These programs can be easily ignored by the U.S. taxpayer, but I find it more worrying that programs like InfoWars project a society of hate. If this is America, why should international listeners find the democracy free speech model of the USA attractive? WMLK, the Assemblies of Yahweh in Bethel, Pennsylvania, had planned to have its brand new high-power shortwave transmitter on the air by the end of October, but no sign of it yet. So November 16th, I checked their new website for whatever information there could be there. It's WMLKradio.net, but actually it seems to present their Facebook posts. At that time, the most recent one was dated 3 weeks ago, October 27th. It said, the Ampagon engineer Simon gave a 2-hour seminar on starting up the T2300 Ampagon transmitter to those that will be responsible for the broadcasting duties of WMLK Radio. We were glad to realize how close to operational WMLK Radio is. In attendance were T.E. Jonathan S. Meyer, Deacon Nathaniel A. Meyer, John Dalton, Deacon G.E. McGavin. I'll read some of the previous ones as well, as usual dated not with the real date, but how long ago before you're looking at them now. 4 weeks ago, it says, Ballon feed line complete from transmitter to antenna switch, exclamation point. 1 month ago, running the lines for the glycol cooling system, exclamation point. Of course, these are captions to photos. 2 months ago, today, September 26th, an extremely large group of people visited the WMLK radio station. This was in anticipation of the future of the station and the previewing of WMLK operational time frame, exclamation point. Deacon Nathaniel Meyer was the audio guide explaining the various operating peripherals. Thank you, each and everyone, for your interest and support. Ron Hart in California has been observing the expanded overnight schedule of WRNO New Orleans 7505. On November 14th, he was hearing it till it cut off at 1400 UT, preaching in English and religious songs, but part of the time earlier, they've been in Chinese or Hindi. However, on November 18th, Ron says, checked from 0848 UT, only to find them off the air. An hour earlier, they were heard with good reception. Here's a continuing anomaly concerning one of my nearly local stations on 1130 KLEY Wellington, Kansas. This license for 250 watts directional daytime and only 1 watt at night, which is, of course, a joke. We previously observed it on the air after dark, obviously with a day power of 250 watts. For a while, it was modulating, but lately it's been dead air, open carrier, whenever checked, 24 hours a day, day or night. At night it can be heard rippling, making a subaudible heterodyne with the major station on 1130, 50 kilowatt, KWKH, Shreveport with sports talk. Anyhow, on November 14th, just before noon local time, 1757 UT, I rechecked it and there was still dead air from KLEY. Last time I checked before that was October 29th, and no doubt it has been silence before and after that. If they are keeping their 100.3 translator, which I cannot hear, modulated as the wave, I wonder why is it too much trouble to modulate the original AM? No one cares. And a little TVDXI can report. There isn't much of that usually in November. On the 16th at 1658 UT, I was getting a signal on RF channel 14, a bad signal, but it was about to break through, and it did, identifying as KERA Kids. That's virtual channel 13-1 in the Metroplex, Dallas-Fort Worth. Their second channel, 13-2, identifies as Kids with lowercase KIDS. So another PBS station, like Oklahoma's, is overdoing it with not one but two channels for children during the daytime. There is a closer TV station on RF 14, KOCY, in Oklahoma City, which I have seen before, but it's low power and is not an obstacle to KERA coming through. They're almost in the same direction, so my antenna is fortunately aimed toward both, south-southeast. Earlier, from 1630, I was getting lots of tropo-enhanced bad signals on VHF and UHF, while some local Oklahoma City channels were not decoding, no doubt because of DX interference. Even my local Enid powerhouse, K17JND. KERA is almost 400 kilometers away, and rabbitears.info shows it's 970 kilowatts are directional to the north. The HF propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder issued November 15th. Geomagnetic field expected to reach active levels November 28th and 29th. ANK indices peaking at 10 and 4. Solar flux peaking at 85 November 25th to 27th. And that's World of Radio 2113. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.